Okay, the key to taking our next step in evolution is balance, finding balance. Remember at the beginning we said that the whole universe was created by just being a little out of balance. Even the scientists recognize this. They figure they did a whole bunch of mathematical calculations, and they figured that the universe was just a little bit out of balance in one direction, so the whole universe is made out of regular matter rather than antimatter. We could have been a whole universe of antimatter. Matter of fact, they've created antimatter in the laboratory, but they just created in very small amounts. If you have a piece of antimatter touch a piece of regular matter, it turns into pure energy. Two pieces, say you had two pennies, one antimatter and one regular matter, and if they touched each other, it would blow the whole city of Boise to smithereens. And that's how powerful it would be. But anyway, there's a lot of energy that's in balance in matter, but it's just a little tiny out of balance, and that's what produces all the form. If it could go back to this pure energy, the energy contained just in one penny is just enough to boggle the mind. So everything's just a little out of balance. And the first place to get balance is in the one-to-one relationship. And that's pretty tough, isn't it? Yeah, how many people here have gone through a divorce? I know I have. About over half of people here have gone through a divorce. So that just illustrates how difficult it is. And yet they say that in marriages, about over half of them aren't that happy in their marriage. And I'd say it's pretty close to 75%, or just not, if somebody else come along that's better, they'd probably, and they didn't have kids and responsibilities, they'd probably go for it. But there's about 25% of people involved in a committed relationship that are really satisfied. And then there's, I'd guess about 25% would get a divorce tomorrow if they could just snap their fingers and be out of the relationship and into something else. And it's kind of sad in a way, but on the other hand, it just shows what we're up against. It's very difficult to balance off the energies in a marriage. And if you were to marry somebody that's a 10 and you're a 5 in any area, whether it be advancement or male-female energy or whatever, then that puts you at a tremendous disadvantage right there. Because our selection of a mate in this society is very random. And not everybody winds up with the correct choice they made before birth. Before birth, we planned everything out, but it doesn't always work out according to plan. Sometimes you plan to marry a certain mate and then you marry the wrong one, and you will still learn from it. Well, we learn from every experience, but the relationship may be doomed for failure. Yeah.
Well, and how about the children that are supposed to be born of that couple, that said couple, before they got divorced?
If they plan that far ahead, then everything has to be rearranged. And that's why they say murder is so bad, because it interferes with the life of the soul. If you actually murdered somebody that's not supposed to be murdered, then that interferes with a lot of plans made before we were even born, because that person planned a number of interactions now that's not going to happen. And that's why murder is such a terrible sin, so to speak. Yeah.
Staying with that same thought, don't we plan our life out? I mean, I know that there's karma and we're being guided, but if we plan our own death, don't we kind of sign up for that?
Sometimes, but things don't always work out according to plan. But we'd probably be surprised how well planned our lives are quite often. Like I say, things don't always go according to plan. We have our free agency. We can come down here and screw things up. Many of us are very talented at doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. Many people you meet in your life was pre-planned. Some of them that you plan on meeting, you may not meet because things got changed. And so then you have to improvise. Yeah. Did you have a question, Natalie?
Just a clarifying question. So are you saying that the person that you said that we had to, made a decision to marry,
that we're supposed to only be married to one person in a lifetime, that is your perspective of how it should be indefinitely?
No, each person's life is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
You may plan on meeting a certain person before you're born. You understand how your state of evolution as a spirit and as a soul before you're born. You have a higher angle of vision than we have right here. So you may say, well, I need to work off a few rough edges. So I'm going to marry this James Dean type character that is going to use and abuse me, so because I need some lessons from this type of person. And so you may go through a couple guys like this, and it may be something you planned on doing. On the other hand, a certain type of individual may be coming into your life that's not in the plan. And if you're paying attention to your soul, you'll not get involved with that person. If you're not paying attention but just attracted to that person because of regular human attraction, then you may wind up making the decision contrary to your soul. But even decisions we make contrary to plan, we still learn from. We learn from everything. But we learn the most if we go according to plan.
I know that with my last relationship, my last marriage, we both recognized that had we met at any other point in our life, we wouldn't have had that connection.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
That we,
his
that
timing is really interesting.
Yeah, so yeah. Each of us had developed over our lifetimes and became the kind of person that we were actually attracted to each other.
Yeah.
And that, timing was quite important for us.
Yeah, like Artie tells me, if she would have met me back in high school, I was kind of a nerd back then, so she probably wouldn't have been interested.
But JJ, why go through all the trouble of falling in love and meeting the right person and having the, if it's going to be a lesson, I mean, when you met her, you obviously had the signal that this was love, you need to be with her. Then you were with her for 2.5 years. What, lesson learned to get out?
But also, our relationship is not over yet, I don't plan on it being over. I mean, we're still friends, and we still meet and talk and stuff like that. Plus, I don't know how that is going to play into each of our planned lives or plans.
So you're divorced now, then, right?
We are now. Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think of any of those as a loss.
Yeah, nothing.
It's never a loss.
Nothing is ever a complete loss. That's the important thing to realize. Nothing is ever a complete loss. Just some things we learn more from than others. Well, it's just like if you are playing a football game and you go according to plan, you have a better chance of winning than if you go off the plan. But if you go off the plan, every once in a while you'll luck out and it'll just work out. But then other times it doesn't, so.
And just like Google Maps, if you're driving and you go off the plan, it'll reroute you to get back on track.
Yeah, that's where it's always.